We're now joined by the head coach of the Grundy R5 baseball program, Ethan Bunnell, for the Panthers. It was a victory last Tuesday over Tri-County, 16-0. Did a lot of good things in that one. First a road trip of the season tonight for Grundy. They're at Novinger tonight and at Linn County over at Purdon on Thursday night. Coach, congrats on the win Tuesday.
Thank you, Tom. It was great to get out there and finally play a game.
Yeah, and it's also good that I know that who you play and when you play and how they play always is a factor, but from your perspective, the guys were sharp on Tuesday by all indications.
Yeah, they played really, really well. I was proud with how they did, top to bottom, fielding, hitting, everything. Pitching was great. Very, very few mistakes. Looked really sharp for our first game of the year.
I don't have the info in front of me from 6 days ago, Coach. Was it Wayne that did the pitching for you?
Yeah, Wayne Baxter was on the mound for us and did a great job.
Well, what did you see from him that you like? Was it just that he went after some people?
Yeah, and he was just real consistent around the strike zone. He had six strikeouts and only one walk, and then 44 pitches through the three innings. So he was really, really efficient.
How anxious are you or excited are you to kind of see how the boys do on the road this week, Coach?
Oh, I'm really excited. We've got some tough competition against some established baseball teams this week, but I really think this is the year that we're going to, finally make some big strides and really give these guys a run for their money and compete with them.
So you have four games here between now and Meadville on the 8th. Is there anything that was made up that's going to be moved in that stretch?
Yeah, this Friday we're still looking to play Green City at Green City, softball, baseball, doubleheader.
Okay.
We're not sure if it's going to happen. We both have to – it's scheduled to happen, but if we lose a couple conference games, we both agreed that that's when we'd move them to, and we'll scratch the Green City game. And we're also still trying to find an umpire to play La Plata also, but right now the search isn't going so well.
So HDC, I know, with Tri-County – there's obviously a conference opponent there. Is it an HDC baseball conference? Are there enough teams to be considered that in the fall, Coach?
Not in the fall. There is in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
We should have a conference. It should be a conference sport. But right now, it's just us and James Fort playing.
Gotcha. So as far as this week goes, here's the biggest challenge, and this is going to be a really, really obvious thing to say, but if you got an ace, you got Wayne Baxter. Does he get the ball tonight and then – what's the plan for back-to-back nights on Thursday and Friday, Coach?
So hopefully we can, Wayne's feeling good. We can get him on the mound tonight to start. And we're hoping to see the same kind of performance we did from him last Tuesday, really efficient, so we can get him through, three, four, five innings with a few pitches and then pitch him again, hopefully at the end of the week, and then hopefully have one of our other guys step up tonight and finish out the last couple innings of the game. And that way that will leave us, another three or four pitchers for the game on Thursday.
Against those teams that you mentioned that are kind of more established over in Northeast Missouri, specifically Novinger, Linn County, Meadville, Green City, how'd you do against those particular squads last year, Coach?
We didn't fare too well. We played a couple of them close. Didn't come out with any wins. It's still just the learning curve. They're great hitters. Don't make very many mistakes, and you really have to capitalize on when you do have your runners on the base, and they do a good job of keeping you at bay. What we saw this last week is we'd get kids on the base, and we kept on moving the runners. That's where in the past we'd get a couple kids on base, but we never could quite get them in to score and get those runs. And so hopefully that's what we're able to do against these guys this week.
Yeah, and that's good to remind kids, too, because so often they want to hit the ball over the fence, they want to get a double, triple, and those are great. But sometimes there's something to be said for you got a runner on second, nobody out, moving him along, getting that run, getting that ball hit to the right side of the diamond.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's what they did a great job of. We had a couple of doubles throughout the game, but a lot of it was singles, and then just real smart base running by the kids that were on, running, waiting for the throw to first and then taking off for third and stuff like that. And so I was really happy to see the improvements there.
Is it, if I were to ask you, Coach, where your team is better offensively, would it be one area that really comes to mind, or is it a variety of different things?
It's probably a variety. It's just the improvement overall, I'd say. Fielding, where to go with the ball in certain situations. We saw kids doing that a lot, covering bases, just not making the silly mistakes that we've made in the past. And then with our hitting, I think we batted 400 overall on Tuesday, so I was really happy with that. A lot of kids got on base, a lot of hits, especially from our younger kids even, were contributing also. It wasn't just one or two guys doing all the hitting and scoring for us.
Novinger, first up on this 3-4 night game slates. What do you know about Novinger tomorrow night, Coach?
Mr. Huffman said he umpired a game with them, I think it was last week, and they played Green City, and I think they beat them 1-0. So I think they've got a pretty good squad this year. So it's definitely not going to be easy for us to go do it, but hopefully we've got the right kids to make the upset tonight.
Well, and there's a couple of things I thought when you mentioned that, because I was kind of going under the impression that, you know, Green City would be the best team you play this week, and that you could make an argument that maybe your level of competition goes up from Novinger, Linn County, and Green City. So I know Novinger and Green City are rivals, and that plays into it, but that got my attention when you said Novinger shut out the Gophers.
Yeah, they had to be playing pretty good to do that. You know, Green City's a great program, got third in the state last year. I know they lost some kids, but to get third, you still got some good kids, you know, coming up and playing behind those guys. So, you know, we're going to have to absolutely play our best to get the job done tonight, and I think the boys are up to the challenge and looking forward to it.
Yeah, you kind of mentioned what I thought about Green City, too. I know they had some really good athletes, and they graduated a lot of them, and in the Class 1 level, sometimes you have replacements, and sometimes you rebuild a little bit, so that's for Friday night. With Linn County going down there on Thursday, Coach, any early information on the Mustangs?
Not a whole lot. I do know they've got a couple good players. They got a kid that can pitch really well. But, you know, the thing with schools our size that you never know exactly who is going to be on the mound that night. So, you know, we could see their ace and we could see their third or fourth guy also. So that also makes a big difference in these games on, you know, who starts out pitching. And if, you know, we don't see their ace, we need to get on them early and try to do our best to score runs and then, you know, hold them off defensively.
Could you go with a situation where you pitch Wayne, say, like two and a half innings Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, and then kind of go with a bullpen game, or kind of what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, we could. I want to say the cutoff is about 30 or so pitches. So mm-hmm. If we could get him two innings really efficient, you know, we could play or pitch him a couple innings or throw him in late in the game possibly if he still had a few pitches left to give. So that's always an option, something we've always kind of talked about, whether or not, you know, it gets down to the end of the game, last inning, if put him in or not and try to have him close it out or giving it to one of the younger guys and say, you know, time to step up and, you know, show us what you got.
Here's the other thing we got, though, for tomorrow night, Coach. You got some rain in the forecast, so hopefully we can keep that away.
Yeah, I noticed that. Hopefully, you know, the rain's done canceling out these ball games. We're able to get them all in from here on out.
From what I did see this morning, it's going to be kind of scattered and maybe more so south of the river than north of the river. So we'll just have to wait and see on that. At Novinger tomorrow, at Linn County on Thursday, makeup game at Green City on Friday. That's the way the Panthers baseball week looks. Coach, thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you again next Monday.
All right. Thank you, Tom. We'll see you.